overall absolutely buzzing to be playing at Chelsea, but you know, I don't want to sound like a killjoy or boring. We've got obviously three big games before them. We need to focus on them first and foremost, and then obviously we'll be playing at Chelsea after that.
Yeah, you've got three big matches in the league, as you say, and you've got to keep your focus because you're in great form, aren't you, in the league, and at the moment showing signs of being up there at the end of the season.
Yeah, obviously the league's our priority. This is just a lovely bonus to have, you know, playing at Stamford Bridge. For some of us, it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play at one of the biggest stadiums against one of the biggest clubs in the world. So, obviously, we're really happy, but, you know, like I said, the league is our priority and we want to do well in these next three games.
What about the prospect, though, of facing the likes of Diego Costa, real beast and a goal scorer on a regular basis in the Premier League, the main man, really, in the Premier League at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, as a centre half, these are the sort of challenges you want to test yourself against the very best. And at the minute, he's the very best striker in the Premier League. So, you know, if me and Bozzy keep him quiet, or whoever plays back there, you know, we will be able to keep that. It means we can keep anyone in League One quiet.
Yeah, and you, as a defensive unit, looking really strong again, as we said, two clean sheets, and you pop out in the other box as well. Opened your account, didn't you, at Charlton?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's great to open my account. I think I should have had one tonight as well. I had to connect with the ball better. But, you know, like the gaffer says, not down to the back four and just Luke when we keep clean sheets. The whole team, you know, Tom, Shaq up there, Tails in the first half, pressing from the front, that really helps us out. And we know with the quality we've got that if we do keep clean sheets, we will win games because our attacking threat is probably second to none in this league.
Yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on the Christmas fixtures, the Christmas period, but they are so key, aren't they? They come thick and fast, and you know if you have a good Christmas, you're going to be in a fantastic position come January.
Yeah, definitely. We know the first half of the season is nearly done now, and we wanted to finish as high as we can in the first half. And obviously, if we replicate what we did this first half, we will be up there come the end of the season. And I don't see why we can't, because we are only getting stronger, we are only getting better, fitter, we're working harder every week. So we should do even better the second half of the season.
8 wins in 10 in all competitions. What's the atmosphere like in there in that dressing room?
Yeah, you know, like it's all about momentum. The confidence is really high. We're going into games starting on the front foot now. We're going into games trying to impose ourselves on the opposition. We don't fear anyone at the minute, and I think it's showing, you know. We're starting games fast, and we're picking up good wins.